This podcast is a demo of Nimble Modern Radio Productions for Marketing Insights. This is not an actual research study, and the story should not be used to inform any marketing activities.
Thank you, Tails.
Video games, smartphones, TV, also known as screen time. Ask any American parent about screen time, and you'll likely hear a sigh, followed by a discussion filled with frustration. Apple was made to address the issue when two investment groups wrote an open letter to the company asking for better tools for parents to be able to control their children's screen time. Apple has since promised to look into the issue, but is it really up to Apple to change? We talked to moms with children in elementary and middle school to learn about their experience with screen time. What is their experience? How do they manage it with their children, and what help are they looking for? Do they expect companies to make changes to help them manage their children's screen time? We sat down with a group of moms in Austin, Texas, and had this discussion. The struggle is real.
Oh, absolutely. It is the bane of my existence. It's my fight every day that we're at home. Because the kids are completely addicted to it, and they have very little willpower to discipline themselves, even though we have a set of rules, and they know the rules, and we've all agreed on the rules, it's very, very difficult for them to...
It feels much better. I'm serious.
It's
so horrible.
And I get it, because I'm, you know, on my phone all day long, too, so I totally get it, but it's... So I just feel like it's the constant thing that we're fighting every time that we're at home.
Yeah, I think of screaming. They scream at us when we say, we planned 30 minutes, 30 minutes are up. 30 more minutes, 5 more minutes. And it's just every time. And even if we finally come to an agreement and we separate, I have to watch them as they try to creep to it again. And so that it's just like monitoring them all day on the weekends, monitoring when are they going to get to the screen again, and then stop, you know, we can't do it now. We already, go outside, do something else. And it's just constant. It's like a drug. Get away from it.
Most parental controls are in the hands of parents who literally monitor when the device should be turned off or put away. Using parental control apps can be cumbersome or simply create another battlefront.
Wait, it's a constant trial and error process for us. But right now we're in a pretty good phase where I did try the Hour Pact app. And it did not work, and it's probably user error, but it did not work for us because my older one legitimately needs to be able to use his iPad for homework. Yeah, and so it just shuts it down completely, you know, and so that wasn't working. And so I put that on hold, and we're not doing that right now, but we basically agreed on times after school that they could use the pad. They could have like certain amount of downtime after school, then they got to do homework within a certain time, and after 6:30, no more pads at all, no more screens at all. So at least we have this hard cold stop at 6:30 every night.
We do that with Beck, my youngest, during the week. I shouldn't say he gets no screen time, but he has to earn it, meaning he's got to be ready for school early, or he goes to aftercare that has a homework club. And so the deal is, like, if he's done every single bit of his homework and reading when I pick him up and there's time before bedtime, he can, you know, use the iPad. And that with him, if it's a default that he can use it every day, it's just an argument for him to get to it. And so instead it's like the default is no, but if you are really good and on top of things, then you earn a little bit, and that works well.
I think it's great.
I mean, we loosen up quite a bit on the weekends because, you know, I feel like there's a lot of creativity in what they do.
We don't use any apps. We've looked into it. We've just never done it. We have very little control over them. I mean, they scream at us so much. They'll hit us if we try to take the iPads away. And so we set parameters every time they get them that, you know, you're going to get 30 minutes or you get 30 minutes and then we do homework and we have the same thing. And almost every single time it's time to move on to homework, it's screaming. And then we decide if we want to battle it at that moment or if we want to cook for another 15 minutes and then battle it. And then usually dinner time is a good time. We shut it down. Usually they still have more work to do because they have so much homework after dinner that there might be 10 minutes left. And by golly, one of them will run over to the computer and be like, I'm doing Prodigy. It's for school.
Even though it's frustrating, these parents recognize it's up to them to manage.
Yeah, because it's very adversarial all the time.
It is.
You know, and I hate feeling like that. I hate being that way.
Well, and what I figured out.
And it's, I mean, it's hard on us. I mean, you wake up Saturday morning and you say to yourself, I'm just going to let them watch 30 minutes.
Yeah.
At the 30-minute mark,
they're, you're gonna, you
know,
get your bills done.
All up in your grill. And, you know, at least with my kids, the, like, go get bored takes 5 or 6 mm-hmm. pushing them away and saying, no, I cannot entertain you right now. You know, first it's, can I have the iPad? And once they get...
Screen time is a source of frustration in many families, and today's parents recognize it as one of their challenges to bear. While they wish it was easier, like when they were a kid, they don't expect much help from the tech world.
I would love to be able to rely on the video game creators, but their whole point is to get them addicted, you know? So I think it's up to us. I mean, we just have to, because... I mean, not just the video game creators, but the Apple, you know, every app that's out there, the whole point is to addict you. Yeah. So I can't blame the kids for being addicted, because that's what it's designed to do. Mm-hmm. But, you know, I see my role as the person to help them learn discipline around their habit.
Yeah, I mean, it's hard. It's exhausting, but it's our job to create and hold the boundaries.
Well,
it's like sugar, right? I mean, you don't leave a giant pile of candy around and tell your kids they can eat it anytime they want, as much as they want, right? You and they want it, right? It's the same thing. You just have to set and keep rules, but it's exhausting.
Tech companies in the category would win points with parents by developing easier-to-use controls, or by simply acknowledging the challenge and communicating the best ways to manage screen time. Further research should be conducted with child development experts and consumers to explore these ideas. This has been a production of Nimble Modern Radio. Explore a new tool for gathering and delivering insights for audio diary studies, reporting, and expert interviews at nimblemr.com.